www.mosaicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Controversial cluster bombs are being sent to Ukraine. These munitions are banned in more than 100 countries. Mary Wareham with Human Rights Watch calls the decision
disappointing to see the U.S. condemn Syria's use of cluster munitions, to condemn Russia's use of cluster munitions, but then all of a sudden turn around and say, okay, well, we're going to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine.
It is hot, like really hot. Texas is sweltering, and there are concerns that the state's power grid can't keep up. Texas Tribune energy reporter Emily Foxhall.
Experts have really credited solar and wind power for getting us through these tighter than usual times.
So just how hot has it been? Our Christopher Cruz is sweating out the numbers.
The planetary average has been hovering at around 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Some scientists and temperature monitoring groups say this week could be the warmest globally in 120,000 years.
Yeah, global warming is a real threat, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's calling for deeper cooperation between the U.S. and China. BBC correspondent Rupert Wingfield Hayes.
China and the U.S. are the world's biggest emitters, but they are also the ones who have the technology and the financial clout to be able to do something about it.
The man responsible for a massacre in El Paso, Texas, 4 years ago, learned his fate yesterday. CBS's Dania Backus.
A federal judge sentenced the self-proclaimed white supremacist who killed 23 people at an El Paso Walmart to 90 consecutive life terms. 24-year-old Patrick Crucius could still face the death penalty in his upcoming state trial for carrying out the racist attack in 2019 on Hispanic shoppers in the Texas border city.
Correspondent Jim Crisola has the latest on a sex abuse investigation involving a religious group.
A Pennsylvania grand jury investigating child sexual abuse among Jehovah's Witnesses has charged another five people with raping or molesting children as young as four. The indictments are the latest charges in an ongoing probe that has identified 14 suspects.
A Charles Manson follower might get out of prison soon after being locked up for more than half a century. KCAL TV's Tom Waite.
Manhattan, now 73, was convicted for participating in two of the infamous Manson family murders. Manhattan has been recommended for parole five times, but her release was ultimately blocked by former Governor Jerry Brown and current Governor Gavin Newsom.
You feeling lucky? The potential prize for the massive Powerball jackpot just made history. Someone could end up taking home $615 million in tonight's drawing. It's the 10th largest Powerball prize ever. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. About half of America's taps are putting out water tainted with life-threatening PFAS. Mike Moen has more now on the results of a new federal study.
The findings were issued this week by the U.S. Geological Survey, which gathered samples from nearly 700 locations across the country. The agency warns current testing methods can't capture all types of PFAS. No matter the amount, John Rumpler of the group Environment America says all Americans should take these results seriously.
It's highly alarming because these chemicals are toxic to humans at very low levels. And it's time to turn off the toxic tap and stop using these chemicals.
There's been growing research on the topic, but the USGS says its study is the first to carry out large-scale testing of private and government-regulated public water supplies. And while the EPA is proposing certain actions to limit the presence of PFAS in everyday products and water systems, some health and environmental groups say industries need to face more pressure to phase them out. One of the EPA's recent responses is a proposed nationwide drinking water standard for selected forms of PFAS. Rumpler says it would help, but it only scratches the surface.
There are literally thousands of these PFAS forever chemicals, and EPA is only proposing drinking water limits for a handful of them.
And these chemicals have captured more attention because of emerging research on the health effects. The EPA notes that exposure could lead to adverse health risks such as cancer. Beyond detection in water systems, PFAS has been found in a range of products, including the linings of fast food boxes and firefighting foam.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It was 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the WAUK Radio Studios, here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Yeomans Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And speaking of downtown, we have a very special guest. He was on a recorded show we did around Christmas time, and is a young entrepreneur who tells people he's 27, but he's really 28, and he turns 29 next December. He is the new owner of Mia's here in downtown, Bo Blask. Welcome, Bo.
Thank you so much for having me. My second debut here. I love it.
Sounds great. And can I say that you also just came from work in another capacity?
Yeah, so yeah. I'm a little disheveled here on the live stream. don't apologize.
Sure. You got your radio face, but not your live stream face. That's like me, correct. Huh? Sounds great. So, and can I ask what that other job, because you closed, the restaurant closed at normal hours, that the restaurant would close, and then...
Yeah, so I usually escape from the restaurant right about, 9:30, if they'll let me, and then I go right to Milwaukee. I'm a correctional officer.
Sounds good.
Juvenile detention, so it's a
wonderful
time.
You know what to do if things get out of hand there at the restaurant. Yeah, but
absolutely, it never does. But
yeah, I mean, Mia's is a family place, so it's a cozy place. So it's not like there's much room for fisticuffs, right?
No, never.
Yeah, so
we don't need that. I talk my way out of most anything. So
exactly. Well, good. So how's everything going? Because you took over like last fall, correct?
Yeah. So I haven't really been counting, but we're reaching the 8 month mark here, and I know in September, of course, will be the 1 year anniversary.
Sure.
It has been quite the roller coaster to start off. Initially, we're doing great. I mean, we take one day at a time.
Right.
Just like everybody else, we're having staffing problems, right? But we're doing okay. I think we're having a good time. Things are good.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you said you hired 5 new people, right?
Yeah, just this week.
So
five new people, and they're doing really well.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
I think we got a real good solid batch here, and
sure,
we're excited for it.
And we talked about, because as you know, I was a restaurant operator for during the '90s in Chicagoland, and some recent stints while I was building my business. Excuse me, but it's a different age for managing employees. In many ways, they hold the cards.
Oh, yes.
And
they realize that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There used to be a time, like when I was coming of age, when I was younger than you, it was, it was hard to get a good job waiting tables. And, you know, being a very attractive woman or a, you know, handsome movie star, football player, like, you know, big, though they're the ones who got those jobs. You know, you did, it took a while. You know, you really had to work hard to crack into the lineup. Now it's like the other way around.
Oh, certainly. Well, I mean, I was mostly in the kitchen. So what does that tell you about me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's still very much true today. And you go to a lot of restaurants today where you still kind of have that stigma. But,
sure.
You know, things like that are loosening up, but not out of, it's mostly out of, like, necessity that they have to.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Sure.
I think that's a necessary change to happen.
Okay.
I don't think there's an employee shortage.
Right.
There's tons of people that want to work.
Sure.
But there's, like, this mentality of that work ethic that seems to not be congruent to what it used to be, especially when I was growing up, right? You showed up on time.
Sure.
You did what you needed to do.
Okay. Sure. Hey, I apologize if I look distracted. I just got a text from Johnny Watermelon. Is he called in, Anastasia?
I don't have him on my side, but...
Oh, he says he's got Bo's mic, whatever that means.
Oh, boy. He must be lost at the market right now.
So... we'll see. But, it sounds like, looks like there's Johnny right now on the phone for anyone. You can all see this on the live stream in Radioland. You're like, what's going on there? But so Johnny was the one who recruited Bo as a sponsor for our Christmas parade coverage. And so Bo's had a great relationship with us ever since. Johnny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Don. How you doing, my friend, Bo?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks so much, Johnny.
So he's happy.
Hey, right on, brothers.
He's happy to call in because, you know, you're his guy, Bo. You know, he brought you into the Walk Radio Civic Media family. So this is a feather.
I got to tell you.
Yeah, so
I love it.
I just want to tell you why I love Bo and Mia so much, because they have the best lasagna and their antipasto salads are life-changing. Okay, so get down there and get some of that goodness.
Oh,
it's just fabulous. So
good.
I'm having a kind of a cold start here, cold, rainy start.
I was going to say.
At the farmer's market. So, but the strawberries are in and the snap peas are in. So if you're in the market for any of those kind of delicious products,
sure.
I'm telling you what, dude, them strawberries look super fabulous. Red, plump, delicious, man. It's just like Nirvana in Waukesha, man. It's just fabulous.
Sure. So Johnny, I know it's wet and maybe a little bit chilly compared to what it's been like, but is that keeping the people away, or how's the attendance?
You know, it's a little bit of a slow start. Usually come out of the gate and there's a little bit more down here, but all the vendors are up and the aisles are kind of a little thin right now, so you can walk around easy. Like I said, you know, it's a little bit of a drizzle. When I looked at the radar this morning, it looked like this was all passing through in about another hour or so. So the sun's going to come out and it's going to be humid and it's going to be fabulous.
But now would be the time to head over there while it's slow, so you don't have to wait in line for the mushrooms or some of the other goodies.
Yeah, right. So. You know, and as usual, there's a line at the mushroom stand and at Bayview Bread. So, you know, if you're into those things, come on down.
And you have to think of what the weather was like, you know, however the past, you know, 7 or 8 days where it was just ungodly hot. Like this should be really refreshing. You know, put a pair of jeans on and a nice sweatshirt and, you know, head on over and say hi to Johnny and get the best produce before the crowd comes in, right? Does that sound like a good plan?
Absolutely. So it sounds like a great plan, Don. You keep telling everybody that and we'll see you in a little bit.
Hey, you bet. Hey, Johnny, thanks for calling in, and we're going to do some homework. You know, Johnny and I will be broadcasting Carroll football in the fall in addition to Waukesha South. So Johnny and I have a lot of work to do, preparing for historic college football broadcast.
Yeah, we do.
So we're going to have some fun with that.
All right.
Thanks, Johnny. We'll talk to you later. All right.
See ya.
All right. So Johnny Watermelon at the farmer's market, taking charge of things there. So great. We have 5 minutes before the break. Plenty of time. That's an eternity for guys like you and me, Bo. So Friday Night Live, you said you had a good night last night.
Friday Night Live for us doesn't happen on the week of July 4th, but we had a great turnout at the restaurant.
Interesting. Yeah. All right.
We were expecting lower volumes because, you know, that's usually what happens around the July 4th time.
Everybody
leave town, take vacations. This is, you know, expected, which is why the DBA says, hey, slow down on your, rambunctious activity during the July 7th for this year. And so we kind of just had things as normal, and it was nonstop from 4 o'clock to about 9:10. I mean, we had people still walking in the door.
That's great.
It was great. Yeah, we had a great time. Really great reviews. And we had some new people that were on our saute last night, and they did fantastic.
Oh, good.
We had some new people on the pizza line. And
sure.
They also did fantastic. It was the first time for them to roll pizza, and
nice.
It was a good time. Was had by all.
Sure. Sure. All right. I'm laughing because when I think of guys rolling pizza, I think of that Seinfeld episode with Poppy.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's right.
So you have a sign in the bathroom that says employees must wash their hands before returning to work, right?
Absolutely. All right. Several of those.
And the owner, too. You know, that's a bad rap for Poppy to have, you know? So.
Yeah, right.
But I digress as I see Anastasia smiling. Good morning to Anastasia, too, our faithful engineer.
Morning.
And I promise, some point we have to do a segment on Anastasia did a... a Hobbit-themed adventure? Is that right? And what?
My partner's brother got married, and it was a Lord of the Rings-themed wedding.
That's what it was. Okay,
was
so
confusing because I have yet to see the films.
Oh, wow. And you never read the books, huh?
No, I haven't. Not yet, okay. But it's on the list.
Sounds great. Well, like I said, we may have to dedicate a show to that because I think that's pretty cool.
I'm here for it.
Sounds good. Yeah, it's, you know, maybe Mia's could host like a. Rehearsal dinners or things like that with a Hobbit or Star Wars theme or
absolutely
or Godfather
your staffs
theme
and wizard hats.
Yep.
Oh yes.
Sounds
we'll make
great.
It happen.
I love it. I love it. So, hey, any new specials at the bar or restaurant that people should be aware of?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're always trying to reinvent some things, bring things new to the table. Mm-hmm. No pun intended.
Sure, sure.
Something really cool that we're doing right now for the bar is we're about to roll out this 1920s vintage Prohibition cocktail menu. And
nice.
It's got about 10 cocktails on there.
Okay, wow.
They're all pretty well handcrafted. We even make our own syrups for it.
Oh, wow.
We have garnishes from like candied oranges to Boston Shaker as a garnish in itself.
Okay.
Definitely come... take a look at those. Those are really cool. It's exclusive, so you kind of have to request it. It's not something that we have posted on our menu. But if you know to ask, grab it. We have it there.
Okay.
Of course, because of Friday Night Live, we still have T-shirts available that are exclusive only to Friday Night Live and this year.
Okay.
And then every year we'll have a new T-shirt. Those are only $20. They're really great. It's a bunch of dancing, singing pizzas on a T-shirt. It's wonderful. Who doesn't love that, right?
That's good.
One other thing that we are doing as well for the local community here with the Lake Country Rugby Team, we are... sponsoring them with pizza punch cards. And so you can come down if you're into pizza and you get a lot of pizza. Yeah.
Do you do a lot of carry out business with the pizzas?
Absolutely, yeah.
Good.
Sometimes it saves us on certain nights.
Sure.
Right? But come on down. These pizza punch cards are great because you buy five large two-topping pizzas and
right.
six ones on us. And
sure.
the proceeds go directly towards the Lake Country Rugby Team. It's a fantastic plan. I used to be part of the Lake Country Rugby when I was in high school.
So sure.
It supports your local youth. It's combined of like four or five different high schools in the local area, and many of it is here in local Waukesha. So
sounds great.
Back to them.
I love it. Sounds good. So, hey, when we come back from the break, because I understand you're also you're a member, you're active in the Downtown Business Association.
I am,
so,
yes.
We'd love to hear more about that and as a new player to the game. And so much more to talk about with what's going on in downtown Waukesha with Bo Blask of Mia's. This Week in Waukesha continues. And mark in your calendars, Joe Bansky, the Waukesha Combined Fusion coach, is my guest in the 22nd, and that's going to be a terrific show. That's a really terrific story there. So, but more today with Bo Blask, and then Jim Santel joins us in the second segment on This Week in Waukesha. Do not go away. Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy today with highs around 76. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 57. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 81. Sunny skies Monday with a high of 88. 85, chance for scattered storms Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and this is Skate Away by Dire Straits from one of the greatest albums ever, Making Movies. And the reason I'm playing Skate Away is because, well, first, really quick, special thanks to Mary Jane Sanchez, who just came into the studio with some coffee for Bo and myself. Thanks so much, Mary Jane, or those who really know her, Janie. So, but anyway, Skateland, Waukesha Skateland, is celebrating 50 years this year, 50th anniversary, and they've got a whole a week from today, July 15th, they'll be celebrating. There'll be kids and family skate from 12:30 to 3, teen party 6:30 to 9, and then from 9 to 1, the Summer Jam Shuffle Skate. So for more, you can check out the Skateland website. I believe it's skate.land-waukesha.com. So congratulations to Steve Laufer, second generation skate rink owner. And I talked to Steve. I'm going to try to get him on the show. Obviously, he's very busy. I'm doing a recorded show next week because of some traveling I have to do with as the voice of the Waukesha ESA Suffragettes awesome softball team. So I'm going to be, Anastasia and I will be in the studio Monday night. So hopefully we can get Steve to join us then, because obviously a very interesting story to tell there. And then closer to downtown, here with Bo Blask, we were talking about Bo is a member of the Downtown Business Association, and as a new member and as a younger, you know, a younger owner, probably perceived as maybe wet behind the ears. Do you have much of a voice in the association? Do you feel right now?
Surprisingly, yes. I think so. I think they try pretty hard to say, they have a welcoming presence there.
Sure.
I was invited to come initially,
uh-huh.
Because the previous owner of Mia's was also a member of the DBA, and because right. I'm also part of the Friday Night Live, you kind of have to be a member there.
Sure.
Yeah, first meeting. I mean, it was a good experience.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very welcoming.
Good deal. And do they love, do you still do the 80s cover band? I know you did the one night we were in Friday Night Live.
I do. We've had quite a
collective.
Or do you
mix it up a little bit?
Yeah, I really try to mix it up. We had a...
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Totally Neon there. That must be the.
That's
80s
what it was.
Band.
Yeah, they had the neon outfits too. Yeah,
oh,
that was
they rocked.
That was a splash.
It.
Good. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they brought smoke machines in their own stage, so
sounds
I think
great.
They did a pretty good job.
Yeah. Hey, so yeah, Mary Jane also brought us the coffee from Mama D's.
Oh, it's delicious.
And you know, as a former alderman, and you know, my vision was, I think for a city of 70,000 people, downtown deserves a bigger footprint. And it should extend from Mia's, from that downtown corridor. Downtown should also be considered out there where Mia's is on Main Street. And I'd love to see some more development that way. And also on White Rock there by Frame Park.
you know, I think there's just so much opportunity. But again, coming back to downtown, I'd be remiss if, you know, right outside your doorstep there, Bo, on Tuesday, July 11th, the Tribute Tuesday is a Taylor Swift.
That's right.
Tribute band. And so I imagine my family will be showing up for that because there are some Taylor Swift fans in the Brown family. So you may look to see us there. But, you know, that's do people come in for a bite to eat or a drink before they head over to Cutler Park? Or do you promote that? What's your strategy when you have all the people in downtown like that?
So it's on Tuesdays, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a little difficult for us to reach out to them right now because we're not open on Tuesdays.
Sure.
But
okay.
We're hoping to open by next month. And it was partly a staffing issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a huge staffing. We were actually scheduled to open on March 23rd for Tuesdays.
Sure.
We had a huge staffing
crisis.
Well,
you can come clean. If you dig Taylor Swift, man, and you just want
to
see it.
I'm hoping to go myself collect them for Friday Night Live. So.
Cool. So.
Maybe next year they might be there for Friday Night Live. We'll see.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, but finish what you're saying about like opening on Tuesdays.
Yeah, so we're hoping to open Tuesdays sometime next month.
Sure. Okay.
Because there's a clear market and people are asking for it. So I'm here for the people, right?
Sure. And so is it Monday and Tuesday you're closed then typically?
Correct. Monday and Tuesday we're closed. Before the pandemic, we were open on Tuesdays. And it was just
sounds good.
Matter of fact,
but you are open on Saturdays. We know that.
Oh, yes.
So, and today there is a bummin' at the beach pool party at Horeb Park, or as my daughter used to call it, the Froggy Park, and great water slides. Check that out. So much else going on this week in Waukesha. There's, and Wednesday the 12th, there's Safety Days in the Park. There's the Rhythm Side Rhythms. And then there's the Jazz at Cutler Park, another great space for Bo being that close to Cutler Park. So, and my second guest, and Bo's going to stick around, Jim Santel just walked in with a briefcase full of blues. Now, he's got a lot to cover, not only in my show, but he's got 2 hours after that. So we admire James's dedication. So, but yeah, so much going on here. So are you able to capitalize on that even when there's on nights that you're not open with some of that crowd that's going around?
Absolutely. It's all about word of mouth. So, you know, we're still able to kind of touch those people, reach out to them, and get some kind of feedback with them. A lot of times what ends up happening is we'll sponsor certain events like that.
Sure.
We'll get our name there. We'll get our some kind of information flyer out there.
Sure.
There might be a deal that, hey, you attended this event, and then you have the opportunity to have a certain special that we're also featuring that week for that event.
Is there,
even if it's not on Tuesday or something like that.
Sure. Is there much of a demand for lunch on Saturdays or Fridays as the weekend, you know, on the weekends?
Friday seemed to be picking up for lunch.
So you do have lunch then?
We do have a lunch on Thursdays and Fridays from 11:30 to 2, and then we close for a brief moment so that we can change
get ready for
the night.
Sure.
We have a lot of prep work because we're mostly a scratch kitchen. So
we
kind of need that little 2-hour segment there.
Right.
When I first started out, I actually tried to take away the 2-hour and just be open for that. And then we realized there was quite a reason for it. So I ended up putting it back in place very quickly.
Okay. Fair enough. So good. Hey, in the final minute, what in this segment, what would you like Waukesha guests, people that know about Mia's and about Bo that we haven't talked about?
Oh, boy. On the spot, huh?
and there's 50 seconds left.
Oh, there's 50 seconds left. Okay. Come to Mia's. We're having a great time there. A lot of new stuff coming to Mia's. I'm there almost every night. So if you want to have an opportunity to come meet me, talk with me, I'll be there. Come say hi. I love meeting people. I love being part of the community.
Love it. That's
Condomias.
Perfect. Perfect. Hey, Bo Blask, our young entrepreneurial owner, he's going to stick around for the second segment because he's anxious to hear what Jim Santel has to say about the 4th of July parade and some of the big trials we have, Waukesha-related trials that have been big in the news. So lots to talk about as this week in Waukesha continues. Thanks again, Mary Jane Sanchez, here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. It's just like the old times, so don't go away. Lots to talk about here in the Shaw.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says the Ukrainians are running out of ammunition. That's why he made the decision to send over controversial cluster bombs. CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland.
Estimates at one time were a dud rate of up to 20%. Pentagon has said this dud rate has been reduced to about 2%, but it's really an open question since the dud rate is largely a function of the terrain.
Excessive heat still blanketing parts of the country. In Tucson, triple-digit temps. This man is a landscaper.
You try to get out early. Stay hydrated. Take your breaks as you need them.
The 24-year-old gunman who carried out a deadly attack at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Correspondent Daniel Backus.
Crucius pleaded guilty to federal hate crime charges in February after prosecutors took the death penalty off the table. The judge recommended he serve the sentence at a maximum security prison in Colorado.
The shooter was a self-proclaimed white supremacist. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The founder of the nonprofit organization We Run, They Fly appeared in court for the first time to address charges of embezzlement. It's alleged that Jody Noge misappropriated almost $100,000 from funds raised for honor flights meant to benefit veterans. It's alleged she used the money for personal expenses. It's free and easy into a popular local place to recreate. Pete Schwaba has more.
Those heading into Walworth County for some time on Geneva Lake are doing so without construction. The state DOT says the resurfacing project on Highway 67 in Williams Bay has been successfully completed. It's also free and clear in Kenosha with the reopening of the busy Highway 50 east of the interstate. It's the opposite in Waukesha County with work recently starting at Moreland and I-94.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
On Wednesday the 28th, taking some musical selections during the light lunch on the Waukesha Riverwalk. Grab a bite to eat from the featured local food truck. Enjoy a meal at one of the downtown restaurants or bring a lunch. Enjoy the Riverside. The event takes place from 11:30 AM to 1 PM. On Thursday, Summerfest resumes for the second weekend of three. Gates open up at noon. General admission tickets start at $26. Summerfest.com for more details. Heartland's hometown celebration starts this Friday. It's full of fun for the entire family. Live music by headliners Stetson and Lace and Bella Kane, with opening acts beginning at Nixon Park at 4 p.m. on both Friday and Saturday. And Sunday, celebrate the 4th of July with the City of New Berlin at John Malone Park from 1 until 4:30 p.m. It's their 55th annual festival. Check out the details at newberlin.org.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.com.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Timing on the song is very appropriate. It's Suffragette City by my dearly departed friend David Bowie in Waukesha. Here in the Suffragette City, I am joined by my next guest. And Bo's still here from Mia's. Jim Santel, Morning Cannolis. We're really grateful that he's given us an extra half hour here in the Civic Media stratosphere. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Don, it is great to be here, on a wet Saturday morning here in Waukesha. So delightful to be here with you, with Bo, and of course you as well.
And so we want to talk about, you know, here in the Suffragette City, you know, we honor the achievements of women and getting the right to vote, but it seems like with a lot of the developing laws that it's not an easy time to be a woman. In fact, it seems like their laws are being stripped away. Right. And so we'll get to that later, but I know first we wanted to talk about the fun that we had on 4th of July,
marching in
the parade. It was myself, James Santel, Earl Ingram,
right?
Jim Earl's and Earl, the two giants of Walker Radio here. We regret that Kristen Bry couldn't join us, but you could hear her voice on the sound system.
And, absolutely.
Johnny right. Watermelon did a great job of manning that and driving the truck. And then Brady Coulthard, our social media manager, also yes. came to show. So, you know, we could have used a few more people, but what were your thoughts, Jim?
Right. A great, wonderful, bright and sunny day and joyful day right here in Waukesha and here throughout the state of Wisconsin. My thoughts always go back to ways in which we think about America, right? And I picked up on a couple of things in advance of our getting out there on the parade route, Don, that are relevant to that. You recall well that right before we started, got off the parking lot onto the streets of Waukesha and celebrated Independence Day here in Wisconsin, we were given rules, right? We were told not to walk in front or behind the truck. We were told not to throw candy. We can hand things to the young people, hand things from WAUK to folks out there. We're told to stay distant from other folks so you don't get involved in any sort of accidents, those kinds of things. Many, many rules about those kinds of things. And I thought to myself that once again, we have a situation here where to the good of all, the community that we're all a part of, we have rules, right? We have regulations, and those things should be embraced. Of course, we followed all of those rules and regulations to the T,
sure.
Did we best we could, even as we're running desperately behind the truck to stay up with it. But the small takeaway from that is that we do these wonderful things in America as a part of a community, and we are able to do them because our very Constitution, the very things that animate us here in Waukesha, throughout the state of Wisconsin, are premised upon community and agreement to do things in a way that helps everybody, and that my individual right, although they're significant and they're established out there, has to be secondary to the concerns of the greater good, right? And so, again, a small way of looking at that and celebrating America that has a government that keeps us safe and keeps us secure, limited, though it should be, and yes, a government that also recognizes our individual rights. That balance has got to be there. And again, you mentioned women's rights. That's one of the concerns that's out there these days, which is the extent to which we are overstating the rights of some to establish, for example, near privacy rights, things that do, in fact, intrude upon the individual prerogatives of people, including women.
Yeah. Yes. Very well said. And on the line here, I have one of our parade compatriots.
Terrific.
Johnny Watermelon from the Farmers Market. Johnny, say hi to Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you doing this morning?
Johnny, good to hear from you again. A little wet out there this morning, but glad to have you in conversation, as always.
Yeah. Little cool start here. I got to tell you, I really enjoyed being involved in the parade. It was just as if everybody knew me. They were smiling and waving, and I must be getting famous in Waukesha. It's like everybody knew me.
Appropriately so, Johnny. Appropriately so, right? And keeping us all in line. Right.
We're trying to get Johnny a Waukesha dress or, if nothing else, a mailbox so that he could run for city council or maybe another leadership
role in this
community.
Yeah, you're trying to push me for Ward 9 or something.
What's that?
So I got to tell you, I'm down here at the farmer's market, and I have a friend with me, Shelley, from the information booth, and she's the business manager at the farmer's market, and she wants to say hi and to tell you a little bit about the farmer's market this morning, okay?
Hi, Shelley, how are you?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Shelley, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Shelley, we got James Santel and Bo Blass from Mia's here. James Santel from Morning Cannolis. How's everything going this morning?
It is going great. We started out pretty rainy, but the skies are clear, and everybody's all set up. We've got a great market started.
Sounds good. What should we look for when we make it over there later?
What can I buy from you, Shelley? Yeah. What can I get a good bargain on this morning?
You know, I'm seeing cauliflower and beets and all kinds of produce that we haven't seen yet this season. But personally, my favorite today was a churro from Katrina Cafe.
Nice. Love to see Katrina Cafe in action. You know, really, we sorely miss them at their old location. That was part of my morning routine before coming into the show, but good to see they have a presence there at the farmer's market.
They do.
Shelley, now Jim, he's going to have his show after mine, and it goes till 11. Do you have like a layaway program there in case there's some like mushrooms that Jim
exactly.
wants to get?
Whenever I show up, Shelley, it's again, the
lean
bear
pickings,
is
right?
going strong, but I always get the sense that there has been a good crowd in advance of my arriving. And so what can you put aside for me that I can pick up even in the last hours of the fair this morning?
You know, I think one of the best things today is all the flowers.
Wonderful.
And there is probably half a dozen vendors with good flowers.
Terrific.
So I bet
Fantastic.
You can find some and maybe bless somebody with some flowers today.
Love it. Right. I love it.
And I think Bo will be stopping by to get some flowers also, right? Right.
Johnny used to deliver flowers. Yeah. It was the best part of his day.
And we've got quite a bit of fresh bread, a couple of different bread merchants. Baby Bread is here. And, you know, this is a really busy place today.
I love it. Well, Shelley, we'll let you get back at it so you can take care of all of our faithful customers. And if you could put Johnny on, that'd be great. Thanks for joining us, Shelley.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye for now. Johnny, are you back?
All right, done.
All right, Johnny, so your assignment is to find out where that accent comes from on Shelley. You know, let's get a little good backstory there. It's always good. Maybe we'll
I
have her
on the show.
I can
tell you where it comes from. She is from Arkansas.
Arkansas. All right. Sounds great.
Yes.
Good deal. So
all right. So that's your check-in today from the beautiful farmer's market in downtown Waukesha.
You almost said Chicago, John.
See you later.
See ya. Johnny Watermelon. So, all right. We must rush right back to for Jim Santel because he's got to get ready for his show. We have some very important issues. We're going to talk about some or did you have anything else to say about the parade, Jim, before we continue?
You know, again, the broad topic, you look at this as a celebration of America. We're talking, obviously, this morning about wonderful businesses here in Waukesha. All that happens because you've got institutions of rule of law, right? And not only those silly regulations, but they're important regulations and rules that I talked about before. Yeah. But because we come together and we recognize it as neighbors, we benefit when we are all on the same map. And I'm not saying that we all need to be politically, in terms of our partisan views, on the same page. Sure. But we're all a part of a larger commission, which is to move forward. And so that's what Independence Day is all about. That's what I saw on those faces, young and old. The stickers from WAUK especially were big sellers among the young children, which was a surprise.
Yeah.
But great fun. Great
candy
fun from start to finish.
You know, candy you can use. You know,
right, right. Out. Exactly. So, and they're probably all over refrigerators and bikes all over throughout Waukesha today.
The legend grows.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, I want to give a big shout out to State Representative Scott Allen and his lovely wife, Angela, who followed us in the parade. And we had a really nice exchange. Scott's an old friend, and he wants to, he'll be appearing on my show sometime in the coming months. So I look forward to having Scott on that show, and maybe even Angela too, because she's also contributed a lot to the community here. They are also small business owners here, like Bo Blask. And but yes, let's jump to shall we say there's a couple trials coming up related to Waukesha. And the first one was about my former colleague, Kathleen Cummings.
Right.
And wanted to hear what your thoughts were on what's going on there.
Sure. And again, you know, this, I always say, and I'll begin with this thought, that all criminal investigation prosecution is human tragedy, right? And there's nothing at all to celebrate, regardless of what your views are on this and other matters out there from start to finish. It is human tragedy. It's sad that we need to do this. The specifics I can simply report on. Again, she is presumed innocent in our wonderful system of government until proven guilty, obviously, by a jury of her peers. What do we know about this? She, of course, as you indicate, Kathleen Cummings. She is, again, a former a county supervisor here, also an alderwoman, along with you, Don, here for a number of years. She is charged back in 2021 with 5 counts of false swearing in a government setting, 2 counts of election fraud. She allegedly lied about her residency. And according to court documents, she's accused specifically of living in a home just a few blocks from her listed address on Roberta Avenue. And so that's what this is principally all about. And that's what the charges are, again, presumed innocent. And again, it's being tried, interestingly, a civics part of this as well. It's not being tried here in Waukesha. Why? Because obviously investigation involves people who she knows well, including, for example, a lot of law enforcement folks, the DAs. And being tried in Walworth County. And there's a judge named Philip Koss, and I appeared in front of him a couple of times in my distant past in Walworth County. And so he's presiding over the case, anticipated, Don, you and I talked about this a number of weeks ago, to go to trial in late June. It did not. Judge Koss, in the end, made the decision to reschedule it at some point, presumably in the fairly near future, probably because of some other congestion on his calendar, which sometimes happens.
Yep.
Circuit courts are very busy places, so that will be coming up. And again, as we go forward, you know, motions pending with regard to some suppression of some evidence, other things happening in this pretrial stage. And when that case is before a jury in front of Judge Koss and others down the road here, certainly we'll talk about the progress in that process.
Interesting. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Anastasia, do I hear like marching band music or something like that? Or is that my... That's right. It's time for the Carol Minute. And all we have is a minute for our university neighbors and partners. Carroll University announced on July 5th their T-shirt design contest for Homecoming 2023 Reunion and Family Weekend. It's new this year. They are seeking submissions from talented alumni to create a fun and engaging T-shirt design for the 2023 Homecoming and Family Weekend. There are contest rules. Submissions are due July 31st at noon for consideration. So give it a whirl. They'll take the top three choices and then send an email out to all alumni. So a really fun activity there. And when Johnny and I are broadcasting Carroll football this fall, we hope to be wearing those winning T-shirts. So go to carroll.edu to learn more about that. And another great community activity from our good friends at Carroll. So returning to Jim, and anything else on the Kathleen Cummings trial that's noteworthy in your mind?
You know, I think that the process here is significant, once again, that you will be selecting. Actually, it's going to be tried before the courts. You will not be selecting a jury here. Both parties have agreed to a court trial, which you can do. Defense counsel and the government have both concurred that the judge will decide this case. That is entirely appropriate if they both concur in that. In our system of laws and the rule of law here in Wisconsin, throughout the United States of America, they waived their right to a jury trial. That doesn't mean that the court's decision is any less significant than a jury disposition would be. And so the judge will ultimately render a verdict on these counts. Okay. The process then afterwards is, of course, there will be a sentencing after that if she is found guilty. And sure. Of course, if she is not, she is acquitted and she is discharged from the supervision of the court. But if she's found guilty, then there will be a sentencing. And that, too. Obviously, that's when I often think about the tragedy that is human the human tragedy that is prosecution, because that's where you talk about what brings a person to make decisions that are perhaps not in their interest, not in the best interest of the community. And you talk about what is in the best interest of all of us in terms of the way the case should be disposed of. So we'll look forward again with that sense of balance about all this to all of that happening in the weeks ahead.
Sure. Now, with your legal expertise, the fact that both parties agreed to this type of where one person, the judge, decides, is there a lot of faith from the defense side that the rule of law here favors them, or like is there a strategic advantage for either side? It sounds like they're both in favor of it.
Right, they are. They both concur. And again, the defense is the significant one. The defendant under our constitution, state constitution, federal constitution, has absolute right to a jury trial. And if the defendant wants to go ahead and do that, the government necessarily needs to concur in that. We have a situation where the assistant district attorney, the DA, has said yes, we'll also concur. And so it is a judgment call that's made in every single case. Mm-hmm. Sure. And we could spend a lot of time talking about it. Obviously, the judge has seen a lot of cases, knows a lot about the criminal law. And so you don't have the situation where you're instructing a jury on the law, although he will certainly apply it. And you've got to address them the facts. So you've got one person.
Okay.
The other aspect of this, of course, is that when you've got a jury, you've got people from the community. And that jury appears concept we talked about for 200 years, all important.
I appreciate that. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk with Jim about the other big trial. That's the hearing for the Rainbow Land first grade teacher, Melissa Temple, coming up on July 12th. So stick around. Lots to talk about on that front as this Week in Waukesha continues with Jim Santella, Morning Cannolis. Do not go away.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 76. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 57. Mainly clear tomorrow, high of 81. Ample sunshine expected Monday with daytime highs approaching 88. 85, chance for scattered storms Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
To the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest, to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. I went a walk in that river.
It's been a staple
highway,
of kindergarten classrooms for decades. Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Our Land. But he didn't intend it for the song to be a ringing endorsement of American exceptionalism. He wrote it for those who are getting left behind. And on that subject, a silent rally will be held before the Waukesha School Board hearing on the teacher who criticized the Rainbow Land ban. And here with me to further this discussion is retired U.S. Attorney James Centel, host of Morning Cannolis, which will be on next. So it's a real treat for you Morning Cannolis fans. You get like an extra, you know, a little amuse,
right,
if you
right.
will, from, and, you know, bowl the restaurant tour.
And often the treats are shared, right? The cannolis are often here, right?
Yeah. Right? Yes. So, you know, Jim and I had some conversation about this at the 4th of July parade, and a very contentious issue. But I remember the Supreme Court precedent, the Tinker case.
Yes, yeah.
And Melissa Temple did, as I understand it, violated the school's policy regarding handling of social media. And this is where the Tinker case may have precedent.
Sure.
What are your thoughts on that, Jim?
Sure. And I should say at the outset that Melissa Temple, again, who is this first grade teacher, who is the focus of this hearing at noontime here in Waukesha before the school board this coming Wednesday. I've also provided some legal advice to her. So I want to say that right up front in the interest of disclosure.
Thank you. Yep.
I will not be the one formally presenting her case on Wednesday, but she and I are in contact. I'm not going to disclose anything of our attorney-client privilege. All these things are in
really
the public domain.
It.
Your point about you know, what the law is out there, again, is a great discussion for civics out there, even for people who have, you know, disagree about this case in particular. So the Tinker case, exactly. So you've got these young students many years ago, 1960s, who are protesting the Vietnam War. They're wearing black armbands, and they come to school and the school administration says, you know, you're disrupting the school. It goes up to the Supreme Court. Thurgood Marshall says, you know what, that school students and teachers do not check their First Amendment rights at the schoolhouse gate. That's, you know, very famous language out there. And so the notion that you just because you walk into a school does not mean that your First Amendment free speech, free publication, free assembly rights are checked there at that gate. Now, there's another case, much more recent, called Garcetti. Not necessarily the education setting, but the Supreme Court says, well, if you're a public employee, you do not have First Amendment rights. And it gets somewhat nuanced, and there's a little bit of a carve-out, right, maybe,
sure,
for academic situations, but that seems to go in the opposite direction. So we undeniably have here sort of a fight, if you will, even between,
right,
Supreme Court precedent out there. She's a public employee, Melissa Temple is, and yet she doesn't check her rights at the schoolhouse gate. And so that's part of what the focus will be on.
Sure.
You've identified, I think, accurately the this notion that the superintendent, his name is Jim Siebert, has recommended that she be terminated, that her employment be fired. As you say, she did propose and was preparing her first graders to sing Rainbow Land and some other songs as a part of their spring concert. And again, much more history, much more detail behind this. Melissa gets onto Twitter and she talks about the decision and does some other media out there and the allegation. The reason that the proposal is made to terminate her is because she's violated the so-called controversial issues policy of the school district, that she is engaged in this public discourse about this matter. And so that's going to be the subject of this. Lots of facts to be presented and probably a more than a little bit of law discussion about what we should do, not just here in Waukesha, not just for Melissa. And it was certainly at the top of the list in terms of importance in this case. Mm. But, you know, what are the roles of teachers? What are the roles of school districts, school boards? What do we think in a community about the capacity of teachers to make decisions and even first graders to sing songs at spring concerts?
Yeah. And there's this bigger issue, too, is that the school boards, they're recommending book bannings and all these. Right. This iconic Woody Guthrie song may be banned from kindergarten classrooms and maybe all of schools.
Right.
And
right.
I learned recently, too, that a lot of these books that are banned are books that are written by black authors.
Mm-hmm.
Works by LGBTQ artists.
Right.
There's a consistent theme here.
Right. And you know, and again, Don, you and I have chatted about this. The concern that I think most people in America have, and I hesitate to invoke polls right away, I think most people think, consistent with Supreme Court cases recently and not so recently, that's a good thing if you are exposed in an academic setting to things that are different.
Absolutely.
Different perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. Gosh, when I went to school, we all went to school. But when you went to school, others, you know, we all are in situations where the person next to us may articulate a view that's different, and we think, you know what, that's just plain wrong.
Sure.
And that's good, right? That's good to have that discussion, and that's how you learn. That's how academics moves forward. And that's the reason why even the book bans, those other things to restrict curriculums, they need to be balanced. Yes, they need to be out there, but you get a better quality discussion.
Yeah.
The cases for the Supreme Court, Brown versus Board of Education, talks about this notion that we prepare people for their lives. If, in fact, they're exposed to things that are different from their own backgrounds, all of that goes to this issue. And it would often, it's related to Melissa Temple's issue as well, beyond just the song itself. This notion that we should be, and we all know what's really at the focus of this, the rainbow, which is often associated with LGBTQIA issues here. That's the reason why it's identified as controversial. The school board and the superintendent have not identified it specifically as such, but that's what this is about. Isn't it a good thing? Isn't it a good thing to talk about people, to engage with people, to be a part of a community with people who are different than you are, who have different backgrounds, in this case, perhaps sexual orientations, gender identities, but also race, national origin, religion, faith beliefs, abilities, disabilities, familial status, economic status, all of that is implicated when we talk about what's going on in academic settings.
We all have something to learn from each other.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And when we decide to restrict that, again, we cannot be perfectly balanced. Not every single class is going to have an absolute, complete balance of every presentation that can be out there. But over time, over 12 years of school and perhaps 13, 14 years, maybe 16 years of school, maybe more, you want to be exposed in some sense, again, to things that are beyond what you'd otherwise know. And that notion, again, this admissions, this race and admissions case, we're going to talk about a little bit more in the next couple of hours or so. The concern that I think many people have is that by not, in fact, acknowledging that race can be one of the qualifications for admitting people into incoming class, you are therefore limiting in some ways the not only the demographics, but the very joy and humanity of an incoming class. And that's, again, contrary to Brown versus Board of Education, the things we think about when we think about what a good education, a broad education, is all about.
Sounds great. Jim Santel, thanks so much for your enlightening views on these two important trials coming up, as well as thoughts on the parade. And in this final minute, I want to let everyone know that the Saturday, July 15th is also the TV electronics appliance recycling drop-off and the pirate pool party at Buckner Park.
Yes.
So put those on the calendar. And then learn more from Jim Santel's show about the Patriotic Millionaires event coming up at Richland Center. And check out the other Civic Media shows on that. Very exciting things going on in that regard. And, hey, in spite of the weather, it's still Waukesha on Saturday. So
it is a beautiful Saturday morning in Wisconsin.
Jim Santel, Bo Blast from ES, thanks so much for joining me. Morning Cannolis is next, which means more Jim Santel. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. See ya!
In the New York Island, from Redwood Forest.
And remember,
does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.